invention is the ability to do this cool Zoom that we all, and just said, this is the cool part of what we're doing. What Ray's basically outlined is the ability for you to put a picture on a web page.
Well, he did know that an important element was the fact that when we went in and made it bigger,
we didn't
pixelate.
Not in here at all. Not even mentioned to that concept. Complete failure. It's not.
But if he said, if it doesn't distort when we zoom.
Nope. Nothing like that.
It's the same thing, isn't it?
Yeah, but he hasn't said any. He doesn't even tell you
what
anything
about
like
the,
that.
What about the panning element? Or is that element not panning?
That's part of the whole process is to be able to zoom while panning.
But here it is. Yeah, the above process is going to utilize in order to create higher zoom capabilities with each new depth layer of
image. But that's a new depth layer, which is bringing in another hotspot image. So it's really a completely different subject.
Okay.
But I'd rather do.
He's very crafty. Okay. Here, further zoom capacity of up to 1,700 times or greater may be easily obtained with the present invention. Are they talking about the hotspot now?
No.
That's the general zooming capability.
Right.
So,
well, that is, so it's so it's not an addition. You guys didn't put it in the formal, I don't mean you, he didn't put it in the formal one in the depth that we want to do it, but he could have without it being construed as an addition.
Yes. Well, I got a lawyer on you now. Sorry. Whether or not it's supported is a question that's going to be determined either between you and the examiner, probably not. It's between you and another lawyer someday when the case gets litigated. The question, and again, the test is, can the average person skilled in the art, the average designer of this type of software, can he read this document and make and use your invention without inventing?
Right.
That's the test. Okay. Now, whether he uses the word zoom in here and magnification later, that doesn't matter as long as he would have gotten it. If it is so simple to build by reading this, you don't need any subject matter. If you're combining three elements, A, B, and C, and A, B, and C are standard in the art, and you tell them these are standard in the art, go combine A, B, and C, that could be a one-page application. The average person would pick it up, and he could. So it passed the test, he wouldn't. The more complex it is, the more you want it supported in the spec.
But what if it is basically simple, and he just wrote it as basically simple? Does that support our position anyway, though?
Does that support our
position?
Sure.
Elliot, Brian, I think
I wasn't around
but Chris
contracts. Brian addressed it with him.
Well, everything's shredded now, too.
And
everything else
right?
is shredded.
What he was going to do was
the time manager.
Yeah.
He was going to, he didn't think he'd get this in. He would submit it and then would turn right around and amend it.
Did we
say that?
Yeah.
Let's like, say amended. He was, because
it was supposed to be in there.
Was coming, he was going to smash that all together and file it.
And it was at the same time, Brian, that he was leaving the firm?
Yeah.
So would you say that there was probably a...
He knew at that time that he probably would be leaving.
Right. So he wanted to get all this accomplished so he could do the billing and get that part of it in. And
I don't know.
We're speculating.
So
what day did you give him those
documents? I don't ever have to speculate when it comes to the billing.
I didn't write the date down, but it was the day that he was here.
But he had
to take
care of you and make sure it was filed for you.
That could be too. Whatever the reason is, it's not.
I mean, we're speculating.
And I'm not trying to